Craig Jackson Show.
Real people, real business, real estate.
The Craig Jackson Show.
Real people, real business, real estate.
The Craig Jackson Show.
Real people, real business, real estate.
The Craig Jackson Show.
Real people, real business, real estate.
Blah, 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 blah. I'm not just an acoustic guitar player, guys. So acoustic means sound. It means audio and frequencies and all that. So acoustic force could be any kind of music. People ask me, what does acoustic force mean? And the definition of acoustic is sound.
Just it so just means know. That the acoustic is coming to a podcast or a social media stream near you. At any point.
So we were talking a lot recently, actually, a lot about leveling up, a lot about what it takes to get to the next level and what it takes to jump hurdles. And I mean, man, working with Ty Lasseter and his team has been a huge, huge eye-opener with me. I mean, It's none of my business how much those guys make. It's none of my business how much money their company makes or whatever. But, you know, he's talking about this on the podcast and stuff. And I showed up this morning and, you know, he's got on the thing, you know, he made $100,000 and it was pretty much just him and his brother. And then to make $1 million, it took these steps. And then to make $10 million, took these steps. And then this is the next step. We want to make $100 million. And I'm like, is that your fucking company you're talking about? Is that what we're talking about today? I wore a fucking Captain America shirt.
Huge, audacious goals, man.
And it's just incredible to be around people that are pulling me in a direction of increasing my output way beyond what my normal capacity was or is or... You know what I mean? And I'm still using the same talents, still using the same skills that I've been working on for years, but I'm channeling that into, you know, a professional output that we're using to build digital brands and build people's businesses. It's music, it's audio, it's video, it's streaming, it's video editing, it's all of this stuff. And I'm learning all these different ways to implement processes to, you know, take it all to the next level so that it's not all so much on my shoulders as it's different. It's, you know, it's spread. It's spread. Come in. What does he say? Come in narrow, cast wide. And it's just like, man, I've learned so much about leveling up from being around people that are in the process of just killing it. And so we were talking this morning about, and we've talked about this too, our episodes, overcoming obstacles, planting the right seeds, building momentum. And all those things are kind of tied together in this mentality of you have to have your mental game right to level up.
That's right.
It has to be, here's where I'm going. You got the vision first. Everybody dreams big. And that's awesome. I follow so many people on the internet that dream big, and that's great. But the action's got to be there. The systems and the processes have got to be there because that's the only way that you're actually going to reach those goals and you're going to be able to measure. That's another thing is measuring the success.
Right.
The data.
Right, yeah.
There's data involved with this shit. There are levels to this. I was just watching a Billie Jean video before we got on. And he was talking about being tired and stuff we were talking about. I've just been like exhausted and I'm finally starting to get back my full throttle, you know, game daily, you know, time management. And it's just like, dude, there's levels to this shit, bro. And, you know, you and I are reaching for that next level within ourselves every time we hop on here. And it's dope. You know, it doesn't need to be the fanciest, but the heart is there. And, yep. You know, we talk about, you know, the St. Louis Blues. They've never won a game in the Stanley Cup Finals. They lost game one last night. They're 0-13 in the Stanley Cup Finals. But, dude, they're there again. It's been 49 years since they've been in the finals. I think they have what it takes to pull the thing off. They could lose three straight. I'm not going to boo a team that busted their ass and overcame the odds from last place to being in the finals, because there's only two teams left, man. One-on-one thing now. The tournament is pretty much over. It's one of these guys is taking home the trophy. And it's like that in business too, man. You're going to get to a point where your path narrows, and the people that said that they were on board for the long haul kind of fade off. And you find out who's really in it for the long haul, and who you're going to build this thing with, and who you're going to build your thing around. And those are the people that you need to build your level up success around. And it might not be, you know, what you thought it was going to be at the beginning. It's never, you watch the NCAA tournament, it's super popular. And everybody, when they fill out their brackets, they're like, they never put number one to lose to, like, you know, Johnson City State or whatever. But right. Dude, there's always a game in like the first round where right. Like Duke or Connecticut or one of those, Kentucky, or, you know, even Tennessee Volunteers are a pretty good team. And one of those big shot teams always loses in the beginning round, and nobody expected it to happen.
Right.
And
sorry,
that's how
I got some sunlight.
It's all good. Like, it looks like you're smoking some bong rips back there, bro. It's like you're hitting the bong.
I ain't in Colorado.
But
I ain't in Colorado.
That's just part of the game. I mean, when you're trying to level up, which in any of those situations that I just mentioned, whether it's sports or entrepreneurship or fitness or any of that, you got to be on your shit every single second of every day. I let myself go. Last couple months have been really, really hard. And like, I had other stuff going on and this and that and the other thing. And, you know, I was tired, more tired than I've ever been. And I'm like, man, what am I doing wrong? And I looked up this bodybuilder guy that I was a big fan of for a while, rest in peace. His name's Rich Piana. And he's this big, huge motherfucker. And he's like, dude, I mean, if you're not eating before you go to the gym, you know, that could be why your energy's lagging all day. And I started eating a little protein shake before I went in the morning instead of going on an empty. Everybody's on that empty stomach fasting game. So, you know, I was trying to do that. I'm too big for that shit. I'm not one of you little 110-pound, you know, Chippendale Nickelodeon animated character people. I'm a big boy. You know, it doesn't work for me. It kills my energy for the whole day.
Preparation's super important. I worked with a trainer for, I don't know, about 9 months. I actually want to get back into that, which I plan to do pretty soon. And I mean, that was the big thing, right? Like, so he pushed us really hard to the point a couple times. I had to actually go to the restroom and, you know, let it out, man.
Right.
But he told me, like, I think our workouts were like anywhere from like 40 minutes to an hour.
Right.
And I mean, he actually trained at one point in Alaska with some Olympians, either was part of the training team for the U.S. or something in that aspect. So, I mean, he was really, you know, drill sergeant kind of trainer. And I mean, he would just push me and I'd be, you know, to the point where I'm cussing him out, which that's where he likes it. He says those extra whatever few reps is where you built all that time you're working out. Those last few reps when you have nothing left and you're about to tear, you know, he says that's where you get your extra push. And then then your nutrition kicks in, and that's what comes back and really heals the body and gets it prepared for the next session.
Right.
And I was a big hard head, as always, with a lot of things in life.
Me too.
And I wouldn't eat good. And then I got to where at first, you know, I'm just like, I don't know why I can't. But over time, I would literally just kind of look at him and say, I got to eat right tomorrow. You know, like I knew why I was
burning out.
That
was like the X factor between you getting to the next level or hitting a wall.
I didn't have good energy.
Right.
You know, but I wanted to touch on something, man, just like what you were talking about. You know, we talk about leveling up, and the successes are absolutely enlightening to hear about, like Ty and the things they're doing.
It's amazing.
What you're doing, the growth, you know, the operation side. And I want to learn. I actually want to dig in and hopefully get on some calls with those guys and see if we can kind of learn a bit from each other. They sound like they're definitely, you know, crushing the game. And, you know, I'm sure there's still obstacles at every single level, and those are always going to be there. Excuse me, I was drinking some water.
You're good.
But just wanted to touch, like you were talking about being exhausted, right?
Right.
And I bet that across the board, like we were talking about this on the call a little bit, you know, that happens to me 4, 5, 6 cycles a year. You know, at least from the levels of where I came from to like where I'm headed to even where I'm at. And what I mean by that is, I mean, like we talked about on some of the other podcasts in real estate, and especially being an entrepreneur in your business and probably millions of other spaces, you know, those struggles, those obstacles, the things we go through, it takes a real wear and tear on our body, but our mental, our spiritual, if you will, you know,
right.
It can be a very exhausting process. You know, I just think that we also need to value that part.
And I totally maybe
sometimes,
agree.
Sometimes kind of like pick it open and say, okay, what is this about? Like, why am I so like having to even push myself just to kind of get out of the bed that morning and push myself just to keep going that day when, you know, maybe 1, 2 o'clock, I'm just like, I'm done with this day. I'm exhausted. There's been too much that wasn't in my favor for the past couple of weeks. I'm just going to lay it down, and then I keep working till 5:36, and, you know, sometimes even a little later. And we got, I feel like as entrepreneurs, we owe it to ourselves to kind of always be self-aware. And that means to like look at everything as a whole, not just the good things.
Right. You know, and a lot of that gets overlooked today because of social media. We got
right.
Instagram.
Like, just push for the good. Just push for the good. But we forget to maybe classify how good, how beneficial those valleys are. Those you know, the moments that aren't so pretty, the moments where maybe we're slowed down to gain a little bit of clarity, you know, and understand, okay, how did I arrive at this place? And maybe, you know, whatever that means. So for you, it was definitely some different aspects. Like for me, it's usually financial pains. For what you were speaking on directly, it was like 2 complete relocations with your wife and a family and a baby. And then I don't know how much you've shared or if it's my place too, but you guys got a new baby on the way, and that's super exciting.
Yeah.
But you know, those are real factors to like your livelihood, you know, the things you're passionate about, which is always, you know, a good, I would think that anybody in a family setting, their family is a high part of their passions for why we do what we do. I mean, I don't know about you, but when I became a father, like that taught me how to reach higher. Not that I was anywhere like arrived, you know what I mean? I still made a buttload of mistakes, but it definitely set me on a course where it was like, I wanted to provide a safer, more sound solution for my baby. So it absolutely is a big deal when you're moving, you know, twice in a 90-day schedule, maybe even tighter than that. And you're not talking moving neighborhoods. You moved across the state and then across the country.
Right. And I think it all goes back into what we're talking about today. It's like, I thought that my level up was 8 hours north, but my level up was actually 24 hours east.
Right.
And so it comes down to, you know, how bad do you want the results? How bad do you want it? Like, I'm not emotionally attached to the beach of San Diego. I accomplished way more, in all honesty. I knew I was going to accomplish the things I accomplished. I did it quicker than I thought I would do. it in. And I think that I hung on emotionally to the idea of that being the place where everything, quote unquote, went down, or where everything was going to, you know, happen, like this California dream that I had as a kid. And what I really didn't realize was that I was actually selling myself short, that I had already accomplished way, way, way more than, and it's not an insult, it's just the truth. A lot of people that grew up in those areas will never accomplish the level that I reached of playing in front of 10,000 people, playing at the biggest business conferences in the world, playing all the way up and down the coast the way I did by myself with an acoustic guitar. And it's just like, I didn't have anything else to do. I reached a ceiling where I couldn't, you know, earn any more money than I was already making. I couldn't get any more. One person can only do so much work. I can't clone myself to be at two bars at one time to double the income or to do this. Right. I had to find a different way to use my skills to make money.
Right.
To feed my kid and to provide service for business owners. And doing it in the corner of the bar, I had already accomplished everything that I went out and set out to do. And so, you know, people can perceive that as talking shit, or they can perceive it as the actual reality of the situation, that I had scaled my skill in that setting to a point where it couldn't be scaled anymore. How many times a week can you sing for 4 hours all night long and drive an hour here and drive an hour there and drive all week long before you physically just don't even give a fuck anymore?
Well, but that's why that very transformation is super valuable when we kind of look at the perspective, because you could have capped out right there. You could have still stayed and said, okay, I'll do $200-$300 a night. I know I'm going to work some crazy hours, but I can still have, you know, X amount of family time, whatever, whatever. You chose to say, I'm going to reach higher. You know, I did the similar thing with the 15 years of construction, and I could have really, really been stubborn and stayed in the middle of a scenario that I knew I was kind of at my cap. And I really reached outside of that comfort zone to level up. And that's kind of what we're talking about here. But I just think it's super important that it's always important to see what we're accomplishing and what goals we're knocking out. I think that's super good for knowing the direction we're headed, more than it is like for personal, like, hey, look at my money. It's more like, okay, I'm actually taking decent steps and look where this has gotten me, you know, and so on and so forth. But I think it's super valuable to also look at the process, because without those lessons, I wouldn't be able to talk to the Pat Hilton that I'm able to talk to today. Not that you're two people, but figuratively speaking, I mean, really, you are the gentleman you are today because of the growth, because of the hardship, because of the times where you were super exhausted, but you kept pushing. I think that it's super important. I'd like to share today for sure that we emphasize, for me, in the middle of the darkest moments, I'm saying like when it's like do or die, and it's almost like I feel like sometimes it's not even worth it. And why am I doing all this that I want to do? You know, I'm just little old me. How can I accomplish like all these things and change all these lives and all that? And I think it's super important that in those moments we find that energy, even if it's not to like create a successful moment derived directly from that situation, but to just push, just put a step out. And that to me is where we kind of find that faith territory.
Right.
And some, you know, might not want to talk about it. Some do. And that's, but I'm not pushing like my religion or my beliefs. I think different people have different ways of viewing life and the powers that be and, you know, a higher power, things like that. But my point is, that's really a place where like we're being really led and asked to step on that faith.
Right.
And there. You know what I mean? It's like you just moved. Like it had to take a shit ton of courage not to just move. You could have retreated. You could have found a friend,
I could have just stayed out there and just
stayed out there,
dealt with whatever situation I was dealing with that I didn't want to deal with.
Right. And it wouldn't have made you any lesser of a person.
Well, no.
But it's propelled you into even another level of thinking, another level of maybe even a little bit of self-awareness. Like,
right.
I see why I went through those trials, because I see what's coming to fruition now. Because every time I talk to you, you're super excited about what's going on.
Right.
What you're able to accomplish, you know, even the people down to the people that you're working with and how proud you are to be a part of that. You know, those are all just like super exciting things to hear. And it's all a derivative from you stepping outside of your comfort zone when really everything else was telling you you shouldn't.
Right. And I mean, in all honesty, like today, I'm trying to use a DSLR camera instead of the webcam. So we've got a little bit of, you know, different style of latency. But like, I want to eventually have this to where it looks like we're in right. CBS studios instead of in our rooms. Like when we first started this show, if you guys actually go back on Craig's page, we started this out of the Wi-Fi cafe in Napa, California at my apartment complex, because I stopped using the facility that I moved to Napa, California to use. And again, it's, dude, no hard feelings. It's just business. But yep. At the same time, what was best for Pat was that Pat and his family needed something different. And so I made a choice to, hey, business had to continue. So, right. You know, we set up the webcam in the Wi-Fi cafe, and that's how we did like the first three episodes. And now,
made it work.
Right. And now I got this room. The room started with no lights, no wall treatment. Now I got a couple lights. Now I got a DSLR camera. I'll figure out the little latency stuff as we move forward. We tried to do the restream, but I think I had the Ethernet cable plugged in, which is supposed to make this faster, but actually made the whole thing skip. So I unplugged that. It's just like you have to try stuff. So people are watching this and are like, hey, this is a little laggy compared to the last one. Yeah, because we are literally, as we're doing the Level Up show, trying to level
evolving.
Up the transmission of what we're actually broadcasting online.
That's right. That's right.
Talking about it and doing it are two different things. We see a lot of people talking about all this stuff on the internet, and that's fine. But like, who's really doing it? Who's really going to be building $100 million companies? Who's really going to be, you know, the person that's providing, you know, quality podcast service or song service or whatever? Like, you got to get on the show and do it. You can't just be the podcast person that's never on a podcast. So,
I shared something the other day, and it was actually a quote that I picked up, and I don't really remember, and I may get this off a little bit, but it was something like, so it's, we want understanding, right? We want clarity, especially I think the way the human mind works and the way like we're just structured. We kind of want to know, and then we go, right? So, and the reason that I find that important, it was something along the lines of, we can't understand the understandings of a choice until we make the choice. There we can find the understanding.
Right. You got to take the action first, or you're not, or there's no
really
results
how
to measure.
Really all works. There's no results to measure, right? So we jump out and we say, oh, well, I screwed up, or this didn't go right, or this didn't go as planned, or this didn't go my way, so screw it, I'm out. When that's actually the exact opposite of how our behavior should be.
Right.
You know, I think, you know, we should train folks up to know that failure is like absolutely okay. It's absolutely part of it. And that's exactly after the choice is made. Then we can gather understanding. Then we can do our research. Like your guy, like Ty, like you said, he's running analytics, not only on like his customer base and his market and what's good and what da-da-da. He's running analytics after he made the choice, after the deals go through.
He commits first.
To create continual understanding of how to grow. So, I mean, all that is, like you said, it's levels. And, you know, I'm would love to just kind of soak it up and just continue to surround myself with gentlemen like yourself and those guys. And you know, Polly, hopefully we'll have him on Thursday. I think that'll be exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's
energy
awesome.
Is super, super. You can't be in a bad mood and talk to Paul. If you are, it won't last long.
Right.
Anybody, even Ty, that was like the first thing he said. He was like, you know, Polly's energy's electric. But my point is that I just think we've got this focus on like, I'm either successful and I'm a badass or I'm nothing. So I have to put on this facade like I'm this successful badass or either I'm nothing. And we're leaving out so much room for people to get started.
All these different levels, man, of success. Yeah, I agree.
And be okay with like actually falling and saying, man, hey, I've been there 25 times. Hey, by the way, I can tell you how to get through that even if you wouldn't mind me helping you. So, I mean, it's like super relieving just to be oneself, be in the middle of work and be okay with that. Be okay with being in the middle of decisions and new thinking and all those things and understanding that it's actually a real beautiful place to live in, brother, because like, honestly, some people would spend their whole life and they never take a chance. And
oh,
to
totally
me,
agree with that.
I'm not judging. Like, no. I respect the whole workforce. I get it. I'm coming from a place of, I just wish people knew what it would feel like to just feel that energy for just a few days, a few days of being really stressed because you're running your own business, payments didn't come through, whatever it is, those emotions to me are connecting us with the real energy of why we're here.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And again, it's like, that's all part of the game too. You know, none of this stuff is supposed to be easy. If this stuff was easy, you know, if it was easy, I'm telling you, and we were talking about this again today, if there was a way to sit on the beach and play guitar, you know, and drink an ice cold whiskey and make millions of dollars, I would have figured it out. It takes a shit ton of work, no matter what you're doing.
Yes, sir.
Whether it's making this stream perfect with new cameras and new lights and all this kind of stuff, or it's, you know, building $100 million real estate company like Ty's talking about, there are levels that you have to move through to get everything right. And there's going to be mistakes. There's going to be lagging. There's going to be all these little things that you have to gauge and figure out and take notes on and fix it as you go. Period.
Right. And I just, and my point on all that, like for me, excuse me, is like, I think we're in this place, like not everybody, there's some, definitely some good folk. You just kind of got to weed through, but a lot of folks are pushing that success is a destination or this place we arrive to monetarily.
Right.
And I think it's so important not to outcast the every single one of us, whether I'm making $10 million a year in 12 months or whether I'm still trying to push that first million, pushing that to the side and saying, oh, that doesn't have relevance. You're not successful yet. Because I think we miss a ton of value there because there's a ton of understanding and learnings and knowledge at every single level. Everybody has a unique story. And if we teach ourselves to have more of an open ear and speak in a mindset of wanting to help, that's good and that's great. But also just having the open ear to listen to our friends and our colleagues and just know that it's okay to be in a process. That alone speaks volumes because, like I said, there's a lot of people that would love to just be even as far as you or I have accomplished as of yet.
Absolutely.
Much less.
And there's nothing wrong with being excited about what you've accomplished either. It doesn't make you mean or it's not smack talk. It's not ego or any of that. Talking about your reality, if that makes other people uncomfortable,
right,
then, I mean, you can't help those people. Talking about what you've really done, what you've really achieved, and where you're really going.
If we can get more people, people to talk about their realities,
right,
we will see a ton more connecting instead of all this division.
And that was that. Yeah, that's exactly where I was going with it. You'll see more people leveling up. That's why we're doing these shows. That's why we're getting online and we're broadcasting, because we want to put out into the world what is possible.
That's right.
What you can achieve. I mean, if I've done all this crazy stuff in my life, I mean, how much quicker can a 22-year-old kid do what I've done in the last 15 years by using the methods that I did and doing it in 2 years? And by the time he's 25, he's accomplished all these things because he listened to someone who it took so much longer, because the internet wasn't around for me 15 years ago. I mean, MySpace was like huge.
Right.
And
that was it.
You got all these tools and all these ways to communicate your message to the world. And it's like, you can do things way faster than I did at those times, because the tools are different. The communication lines are broken down. You don't need a record label to be the next big thing anymore. You can just do it.
Yeah.
So I think that's part of the game is, we do want to put the message out that these things are possible. We do want to talk about what we've accomplished and what we've failed to do along the way that led us to where we are, because the whole point is that we don't want people to make those same mistakes.
Right. I think the process really is just about sharing the whole story.
Right.
I think we have a certain set of influencers, if you will, or social media folks that are crushing, but they really, I feel like they think it's going to hinder their image by becoming real. And I think that I just would love to utilize what we're doing here to definitely throw out some encouragement for anybody up and coming, and knowing that failure, falling on your face, feeling like giving up, feeling like you're just exhausted. You don't know if you're going to get up this next Monday and Tuesday and push, or if you're going to flip life a bird for a couple days and figure it out later in the week. But we still get up and we put one foot in front of the other, usually motivated by family, people we love, you know, knowing that they are counting on us. And there's all these determining factors, but all of that's absolutely necessary. And it's part of your character and your growth. Those things are adding to you. They're not subtracting.
Right.
You may be subtracting monetarily, but you're gaining in humility and the things that really hold weight in the long race versus those short-term sprints. You know what I mean?
Totally. And there's nothing wrong with sprinting. But, you know, in the end, you gotta be able to hold your composure, and you got to be able to keep your speed up. So, you know, if you're fast, you got to stay fast, you know, or you got to find some kind of rhythm, because there's just going to be days that aren't, it's everybody's awesome when they're on.
Anybody who's
got a 10 day, everybody has 10 days. That's great. Like a 10 out of 10 in all these categories, but it's the days where you don't want to do anything that are the hardest to get a 7 or an 8. Those are the guys, man, I'm telling you. And those are the guys that we're aspiring to, you know, hit. I mean, dude, there's probably days where, you know, Tom Brady doesn't have the best game in the world. That last Super Bowl I watched was probably the most boring Super Bowl I've ever seen. But guess what?
Yeah.
Tom Brady still won.
That's right. Well, you know,
am I his biggest fan? That. Absolutely not. Was it the prettiest game I've ever seen him play, with like the big fourth quarter finish or anything? No, I don't think so. It was an ugly game all the way around. But guess what? He still got the W.
That's right. Well, you know, you say that, and it just made me think of something. You've got, like, you know, you see all the fitness and whatnot, and I respect that. Hey, if you're taking care of your temple, your body, I say go for it. Anybody that has a little extra time, whether it's just exercise and walking, whatever, I promote that and I believe in that wholeheartedly. And, you know, the thing is like you see these guys, right, and they're, or gals, and they're muscled up and, you know, you can tell they're in good health and they definitely dedicate time and energy to that. And every single, like I don't know about you, Pat, but it, just in random conversation, I have never, not one of those people are ever like, I can't wait to go to the gym. Now, you might hear that as far as like they miss it, or that's because they've trained their brain to know that if they don't show up consistently, they'll become lazy and they'll fall complacent, which I know exactly how that works. Like I said, I trained for about 9 months with a trainer, and then within just a little limited amount of time, I fell right back off. My point is that if they're all honest, all these like buff, big, swole, you know, they tell you that their workouts are still a test.
Oh,
they're
absolutely.
Still a trial.
There's a guy I follow, dude. Yeah. I jump in.
They hate, you know, they don't enjoy having to work out.
Well, yeah, you're
they
beating yourself up.
Because the discipline and the care.
Yeah. There's a guy I follow.
But they do it.
Go ahead,
brother. Sorry.
No, because you're going to say exactly what I'm getting
at.
They
do it. Yeah, they do it because they've learned and molded over time the character traits,
right,
and the attitude, and then the attributes that follow from consistently showing up and doing the work. Same thing with business.
Right. And I've noticed this, and I love following this guy. Everyone should follow this guy. His name's Chris Cavallini, and he runs a company, a meal prep company called Nutrition Solutions. And
nice.
The guy talks all the time. He's in great shape, like super ripped abs and all that, and works out with like Sheamus and a lot of WWE stars and stuff. He supplies a lot of these people with their meal plans and stuff every week and stuff like that. And he always says that whenever he doesn't want to get out of bed, or he's telling himself, oh, I mean, I could easily take a day off. I mean, I'm in really good shape.
Right.
I've been doing this for a while. Those are triggers in his brain that he's got to go, because if he does give in, that it's just the ultimate failure. Because
well,
he's trying
to
convince himself and come up with these excuses of why he shouldn't take the action. And what that really is it's a trigger that he does need to take the action.
So think about.
And trust me, if you go on and you look up Chris Cavallini, if there's anybody that you look at on Instagram that needs that could take a day off, it's probably
right,
this guy.
Think about I want you to think about everything you just said. Through, and I guarantee if you were able to ask him, he would probably tell you he knows that from experience.
Mm-hmm.
So like Andy Frisella, he talks about like I think he had a time period where he worked out and was steady and then went back to like over 300 pounds.
Yeah, he's
something.
Talked about that.
You see what I mean? So it's not like he's not saying if I fall short, then I'm going to go backwards. He's not saying that because he's guessing.
He knows.
It's because he fully understands that
there's consequences.
You know, there's consequences. So if we transfer that into business and say that some days we're just going to feel like shit, some days we just don't want to do it, some days we don't see why the results are necessary because I'm already financially okay this week, blah, blah, blah. Those are the exact things that create the problems, even if it's not next week, maybe down the road. Those types of thinkings is what gets us into those no-win scenarios. And the more that we realize that, we really do realize that it's okay to be in the middle of something, but we need to be correcting ourselves and self-awareness, self-growth as often as possible, because all those understandings come through those experiences while pushing. If that makes any sense.
Oh, dude, it makes plenty of sense. It makes plenty of sense. And it's like we're talking about the people that we refer to a lot of influencers on here because we're showing respect to people that are helping us get better. People that do these kinds of podcasts and videos and all this, they're giving us free information so that we can get better. So there's nothing wrong with saluting those people. I think it's important. The Grant Cardones, I love Grant Cardone, dude. That guy's done a lot to help Pat believe that these things are possible. And I've taken a lot of action because that guy told me my shit was dope and gave me an opportunity. Yep. So, you know, I'm always going to give that guy props. But at what point do we start to channel these teachings? Grant's not going to be able to be around forever to pat us all on the back and lollygag right. us through to the winds. But his message should be resonating with us, whoever it is, whoever you is in your brain, that little voice in your head or that inspiring, you know, motivator in your head is. I don't know if it's Rocky Balboa, if it's Cardone, or if it's Andy or whatever. It's just like tat and turn that into some fuel.
Because
that's the only way it's going to work, no matter what you want to do. Like we talked it's about this. One. I'm trying to use this fancy camera today. I'm trying to make it screw up. Because if I can make it screw up, I can figure out what I need to fix on the next one. Because for a long time, right. I just used a shitty little webcam with no lights. Now, I'm trying to figure out how to make it better. So I want it looks blurry here. I don't know if it's blurry on the Facebook Live. It might sound awesome on the Facebook Live when I go back, and it's only blurry on my monitor screen. I won't know unless I take the action to figure that out.
That's right. So until you've made the choice, there's no possible way to dig into it and gather understanding that helps us make the next choice,
right?
And make the next decision.
Because I can't measure what's going on here in the broadcast if I don't take the action to try and make it better. That's the whole thing. The whole point of this show is every time we talk about a topic, we are actively trying to do whatever we're talking about. Like when we were talking about overcoming obstacles in that one episode, I was dealing with some serious shit in my life that I had to deal with. And it right. wasn't a factor. It got handled, but that was why the topic was there. We were building momentum and all these kind of things. Today, we're trying to level up. We're trying to figure out what do we need to do to make this, you know, look a certain way. What do we need to do 6 months from now to where our shit looks, you know, like NBC, like the Stanley Cup or right. whatever we want our thing to right. look like. It's going to take work. It's going to take trial and error. It could, this whole thing could burn to the frickin' ground in a minute. But again,
that's the thing with me. I'm just not scared of the process.
Right.
And I understand the process may entail a journey. And in that journey, there may be several emotions, and trials and error. And the thing is that I just think it's kind of why, you know, I feel like we drummed up the, you know, what we wanted to speak on today. It's just, I think it's super important that folks understand that it's okay to be in the middle of any of those processes and count yourself victorious to have the courage to even start the journey.
Well, right. You know and what I mean? Don't when we discredit. Were doing, yeah. Don't discredit the failures are what's going to channel you into making adjustments and getting better. When we were running big, huge corporate sound gigs with frickin' Tom Petty and American Idol, I would plug in all the lines and I would try and get them to screw up with my guitar, because if I knew what frequency was feeding back, then I could channel the guy on the board on the walkie-talkie and he could fix it. Because I don't want Kelly Clarkson or whatever her name was, Carrie Underwood, to walk yep. on the stage and have it squeak on NBC or I'm fucked. I got to figure that out 6 hours before they even turn on the lights again. Because let's face
yeah,
the facts, you could have the fanciest video. Right.
You only learn that through the experience of the process. Correct?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. The fanciest video and the fanciest lights and the fanciest stage, none of that means shit if the audio doesn't work. If there's no sound, right. there's no show.
Right.
Because that's ground. That is 101, dude. And so, you know, all the things that we're doing now with making it prettier and using 1080p, and you can only stream 720 on Facebook, so I gotta like lower the output and all this shit. I don't know anything about that shit, but I gotta learn it because yep. it's part of what I'm providing as a service provider. So it doesn't
well,
really
you know
matter what my opinion is on it or whether I think it's annoying.
You know what the end result is. you know what the end result is for where you're headed. And
right.
Down, go through the process in order to obtain that result.
Right. So, I mean, it's part of this. This is part of what I want to be able to teach people as we move forward. If someone's like, hey, man, how did you guys build that show from the ground up? Well, here's exactly what we use. Here's exactly what we broadcast with. Someone who's really open about this is Ryan Harper. Ryan Harper will go down his entire gear list and show you exactly what they run at their studio. That guy is a great guy to talk to if you want to like start your own online show or whatever.
Well, like I was telling you, I reached out to him just to ask a few questions. And I mean, we spent 45 minutes to an hour over the phone, him just giving away information on how he advised that I should go about my event. And it was nothing for him to gain. It wasn't anything like, hey, maybe we can get Propelio. And he literally was just like, here's all the information.
Right.
Let me know if I can help. Hit me up.
Because he knows that the more successful you are, the more of a chance he has of being successful because of the 360, the way that this 360 internet thing works. It's the same thing with the Cardone theory. If I let this freaking knucklehead play and he does a great job, gains a bunch of confidence, and 5 years later he's killing it, you know, how much is that going to help Grant? How much is that going to help Cardone Capital? How much value is he going to bring to my business? Because when people wouldn't give this guy a shot and he's got 15, 20 years of experience, and I did, how is that going to come full circle for me in the future? I might not get anything now. It's more of an expense. It was an expense for him at that point. But 5 years down the line, now I'm working with, like we talked about, Ty. I'm super pumped. I look at the bulletin board, and our topic for today was, how are we going to take the company from $10 million to $100 million?
Yeah, but
and
I mean,
I'm looking at my phone like...
You
might want to listen on this episode.
Well, and you literally spend time talking with Elena. Like, there's tons of things that you just... Ty may end up having an opportunity that they like. And maybe I do. Or everything comes full circle.
It does. Really,
you're just putting out good vibes and good energy. People pick up on that, man.
I totally agree.
That shit comes full circle. That's why I'm completely like anti. I'll joke around, but I'm all about, I'd rather focus on how can we grow than spending even a second tearing someone else down. Because I have too much work to do anyways.
Well,
you know what I mean? And you're the same kind of guy. And that's why, you know, let's build, you know.
Absolutely.
That's kind of the motto of where I'm at. And, you know, that's kind of what we're about here.
And that's what we were talking about with leveling up. It's like, you know, Matt McElrath was on here. He helped me do a music video with my buddy Afro Man. Like, today I posted something. Hey, you know, if somebody can put a blues head on Bob Barker when he's beating up Adam Sandler or whatever. Shoot it to me. I'll make a funny song video for us. It's like, it already got a couple thousand views. I'm going to pump something out tonight or tomorrow morning. And who knows? People might think that's hilarious. That's the kind of stuff that I've posted that gets 150,000 views, where the fancy production thing that I did only got around 30. So you never know when you're putting something out into the internet atmosphere what's going to click and what's not. But taking the action is always the first step. Avoiding failure means you're not taking action. That's not a level up mentality.
That's exactly what we wanted to get across for this whole podcast is exactly that. It's like, it's a catch 22. If we think we're going to go for growth and attempt growth, but yet skip the process of all the learning, it's virtually almost impossible. You better have a mentor and you better have a lot of money. And I bet that on a certain scale, you're still going to err.
Oh, you're going to run into some feedback and some kickback no matter what you're doing.
And that's it.
Absolutely. Well, man, I love it. I love chatting with you, Craig. If you guys love it, please like. Please, you know, spend some time getting the word out to your friends and all that kind of stuff. Make sure to check out Craig's page. We broadcast all of this from Craig's page because our goal is to help, you know, build a positive personal brand for Craig and for his real estate business and for his his legacy, you know, providing for his family and